So let's go through your cases, beginning with your 66-year-old man presented with weight loss and a screening ultrasound showed a 12-centimeter mass, satellites in the right lobe of the liver. You saw him at that point?
Yeah, actually, yes, we saw him from the beginning. And the question at that point was what type of treatment to do. It was a lot of disease. And the question was, should we start a systemic treatment or is this patient still eligible for transurethral chemoembolization? The border is usually, you know, if there is less than 50% involvement of the liver, and, you know, once tumors become really big, it gets kind of dicey with the TACE. And in this case, we finally decided to start with the TACE, and our interventional radiologists, sometimes what they do is they don't TACE completely with the first session. They start and treat some of the disease and see how the patient responds to this and then repeat the TACE. So he tolerated the treatment very well. And we repeated the TACE. I believe we repeated the TACE 4 or 5 times and kept him actually stable for quite some time, more than a year. He was doing very well with this treatment. And the liver disease, the different tumors in the liver were under control with this TACE treatment. Unfortunately, at one point, we noticed that he developed extrahepatic disease and small lung metastasis.
He was asymptomatic still?
Well, I wouldn't say he was asymptomatic. He did have pain because he really had a lot of liver disease. But, you know, it was very easy to manage. You know, he didn't require a lot of pain medication. And he had lost some weight to begin with when he was diagnosed. Now, a lot of times things are more complicated. This patient actually also has a diabetes, and he was very strict with his diabetes. He was very concerned that he would gain too much weight for his diabetes. So it was very difficult for us to assess if it was really the disease or if it was basically, you know, that he was too strict on his diet. Usually, you know, we try patients with an HCC, you know, not to be too strict on a diet for their diabetes. But anyhow, so in this case, he did have some symptoms. He did have some pain. He didn't have any lung-related issues. But on the CT scan, we did find a number of nodules, both sides of the lung. And we decided to treat the patient systemically. Now, at that point, so remember, this is a patient I mentioned that had a lot of disease in the liver. Initially, you know, we were not sure whether to do a TACE or, you know, start straight out with the systemic treatment. So we were aiming for something where we can, at that point, see a little bit higher response rate than with the sorafenib that has been reported, and we discussed about this earlier.